As we are explaining some of the nekudos from the Rebbe's new kapitel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, I want to take a step back a second and speak a little bit about the importance bechlal of saying the Rebbe's kapitel. In other words, what is the story? What is the benefit? Why are we saying the Rebbe's kapitel every day? So the simple taich is that we want to connect with the Rebbe, and being that we want to connect with the Rebbe, so by saying the Rebbe's kapitel, that will strengthen our connection to the Rebbe. But in truth, there is a much deeper reason, and I want to discuss that today. There is a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote, Aleph Mar Cheshvin Tov Reis Tzadik Tes. It's printed in the Igris as well as in Sefer HaMaimorim Kuntreisim Chele Gimel, page Chav Gimel, where the Friedrich Rebbe describes something that happened in the famous trip to Vienna in Tov Reis Samach Gimel. That trip is a very famous trip, and we could probably spend hours discussing that trip itself. In Tov Reis Samach Gimel, the Rebbe Rashab called in the Friedrich Rebbe and asked him, does he want to go with him on a special trip to Vienna? The Friedrich Rebbe writes that really he did not want to go. But because the Rebbe Rashab asked, he went. And they went for a few months to the city of Vienna in Austria to deal with many things. Amongst them was to visit one of the most famous not from Jews of that time. His name was Dr. Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud was the father of modern day psychology. And he was a Yid. And the Friedrich Rebbe and the Rebbe Rashab went to Vienna, and the Rebbe Rashab went to a few sessions to Dr. Freud. Very fascinating what went on. Why is the Rebbe Rashab going to Dr. Freud? But to boil it down in short, that the Friedrich Rebbe Rashab was in a lot of emotional pain. And he told the Friedrich Rebbe, why is he having such pain? Weil die Chassidim der kennen mir nicht. That my Hasidim don't know me. They don't understand me. And a lot of fascinating things happened over that trip, which is many, many sikhs and letters of the Friedrich Rebbe describing the events of the Vienna trip of Tov Reis Samach Gimel. During that trip, the Rebbe Rashab had a long discussion with the Friedrich Rebbe about the power of the Ava, the love of Chassidim to the Rebbe. That was the topic of the discussion. And he said, I want to tell you a story that I heard from my great uncle, Rachshaz. Who was Rachshaz? Rachshaz was a son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He became a Rebbe in the city of Liadi. And he started the Liadi Chassidus. And a different time we'll go through the different dynasties of the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek. But he was a son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He spent many years in Lubavitch. And he told this story to the Rebbe Rashab, an event that took place in the lifetime of the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek had another son, his name was the Marin. No. The Marin's initials was Yisrael Noyach, and he became the Rebbe in the city of Nezhin, where the Mittler Rebbe is buried. He was the Niglis son of the Tzemach Tzedek. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Rebbe Rasha of the Tzemach Tzedek's Yeshiva. as well as the Rav. A lot of the Chuvis went to the Marin. The Tzemach Tzedek had a son-in-law, his name was Levi Yitzchok, who was like the assistant Rosh Yeshiva in Lubavitch. And later on, he actually moved to Nezhin with his brother-in-law, the Marin. Very, very, very brilliant, brilliant people. So one time, the Chaim Shneur Zalman says, I walked into my father's room, and I saw the following scene. The Tzemach Tzedek was deep in discussion with the Marin and my brother-in-law, Reb Levi Yitzchok, about a certain sugya. And they were going through in depth, analyzing the sugya, going through the sugya. And at a certain point, the Tzemach Tzedek said something with such ga'oinis and such depth and such clarity that it shocked everybody. It was mamish, like the deep and brilliant. So the Tzemach Tzedek's son-in-law, Reb Levi Yitzchok, said the following thing. Listen. Ata nira koicham shel chasidim amekusharim be'emes. Now I see the power of the true chasidim. Umevorchim oischa b'leiv shalim. Those that bless you with a full heart. This is what he said. Now I see the power of the chasidim that bless you with a full heart. And the Tzemach Tzedek answered like this. It's 100% true. Avas ha-chasidim u-birchosam b'ikei ha-rekiyim. The love of chasidim and their broches to me breaks through the heavens. There was a chasid, his name was Reb Moshe Elias. Moshe Elias was a poshut chasid. While he was be'etzem poshut in his yediyos, he was a starke chosid. In chsidishkeit, in his kashrus, he was very, very stark. And he lived in the city of Vitebsk. So the Tzemach Tzedek said like this, that Moshe Elyeh's bracha, when he says, Harachamon, hu yevorech es adineinu meireinu v'rabeinu in benching, when he says the Harachamon in benching, it has a tremendous effect in heaven, and it actually has impact in this world. In other words, the Tzemach Tzedek is saying that when the Hasidim bench him, even with a simple, heartfelt harachamon in benching, that Poshet gives koyach to the Rebbe, gives ga'oinis to the Rebbe. When the Rebbe printed this story, the Rebbe added in Ha'ara number 4. And the Rebbe said that there are 3 things that Hasidim could do for the Rebbe. One is say harachamon in benching. The second thing he could do is say the Rebbe's pasuk. When we finish Shmoneh Esrei, we add the 2 psukim of the Rebbe's name. And the third thing is to say the Rebbe's kapitel of his year. When we say do these 3 things, when we mention the Rebbe in benching, when we mention the Rebbe in davening, and when we mention the Rebbe in Tehillim, that gives brachas to the Rebbe. In other words, what do we see clearly from here? That saying the Rebbe's kapitel is not just for our hiskashrus. We want to connect. But we are actually being moisif koyach. We are actually giving koyach to the Rebbe through our actions. And this is very noigeya bichlal in general, but especially today's date that we are standing on Beis Nissen. Beis Nissen being the yard site of the Rebbe Rashab 102 years ago. The Rebbe Rashab was nostalgic. Beis Nissen in Rostov in the year Tofresh Pei. But for us, Hasidim, when a Chassid of Dor HaShvi hears the words Beis Nissen, automatically his mind wanders and his heart is opened to the Sicha of Beis Nissen Tovshin Memches. The Sicha of Beis Nissen Tovshin Memches is a monumental Sicha. Where the Rebbe explains our connection to Moshiach as a melech and a'am. While we know that the word melech is Rosh Hateyev is moyach leiv kovet, that the Melech is Mamshech Chayis to the entire people, that our Amshachas Achayis comes from the Melech, and therefore the din is in Halacha, that someone that's Moided B'malchus, even in a small thing, is Chayav Misa. Why? Because if you cut off your connection to the Melech, you have no source of Chayis. You're automatically Chayav Misa. At the same time, there's Ein Melech B'loy Am. As much as the Melech is Mamshech Chayis to us, we have the unique koyach to give chayis to the Melech. Now the Rebbe adds something here. And the Rebbe says that this idea, and I'm quoting word for word, page 351, Sefer HaSichas, Tov Shemem Aleph, Chelek Aleph. Tov Shemem Ches, Chelek Aleph. V'lachein, therefore, Gam Inyan de Ein Melech B'loy Am, this idea of Ein Melech B'loy Am, who bad gosha yeseira etzel melech ha-moshiach. If by all kings they're dependent on the Am, Moshiach is super dependent on us. Because he's the Yechida Shebenefesh, Yechida of Yisrael. So therefore Moshiach is superbly and extremely dependent, so to speak, his koyach and a chayim is dependent on the Am, on the people. And Rebbe explains, how do we give that chayis to the Melech? The Rebbe says clearly, we do that, and we find in Nach, that when the people were accepted upon themselves a Melech, the Rebbe says, "Kemut gashgam b'chtoras ha-melech," we find this when we coronate a king, "Sha'am machrizim yechi ha-melech," that the Am announces, Yechi HaMelech, like we find by Malchus Beis David, Shebezem Mudgash, from this stress, Shegam Pula Sa'am Ubechayi HaMelech Chayim Shemelech, that the people have an effect on the Chayim of the king. And says the Rebbe, therefore, we have to have a Sofas Ikris B'inyin HaChayim, we as the Dor of Moshiach, and Chayim Shana then was 68 years of tough. Memches was 68 years of the Istalkus of Tov Reish Pei. We have to have Haysofas Ikris B'ingin Achayim Al Pipula Sa'am Shemachrizim Yechi HaMelech. We have to add in our announcement and our Achraz of Yechi HaMelech. And the Rebbe explains, what does Yechi mean? The essence and the idea of what Yechi is all about, that we are telling the Eibishter that Higi Azman de Kitzuv Ranu Sheikhni offered, it's time for the Yizgalos of Friedrich Rebbe and the Yizgalos of David Malcolm Moshicha. But what's the Yisoid of this whole idea of Yechi HaMelech? Most people have a hard time understanding that. We can give Chayis to the Rebbe, like, for years, Hasidim were always taught that Rebbe Leishon Achio Minayin, that our Chayis comes from the Rebbe. What does that mean? That we could be Moisef Chayis in the Rebbe. We could add to the Rebbe. But then when you understand the whole idea of saying the Rebbe's capital, like the Tzemach Tzedek said, and the Rebbe adds, you know, the Rachamans and the Rebbe's capital and saying the Rebbe's psukim in Shemona Esrei gives brachis to the Rebbe, that expresses our Ava, and that it actually adds in Chayis to the Rebbe. The same is true, and especially with the Inyan of Yechi HaMelech, that we, when it comes to Moshiach, Chayim Shol Mimcha Nasataloi, Moshiach is Poshet dependent. For Moshiach to take us out of Golos has to be Kabbalas Malchusay Al Yidei Am. We have to be mekabel upon ourselves and get other people to be mekabel upon themselves, not just through signing a paper that they don't understand, but that they should understand that there's a Rebbe, understand that there's a Melech, and be ready to sign up. And Yud Aleph Nissen, Tov Shin Yud Aleph, the Rebbe went to the oil, and the Rebbe told the Bochrim that he's going to bring to the oil all the Bochrim, names of the Bochrim, that are ready to sign up to give Zechibra Tzum Rebbe. That's when the Rebbe was Magia, the Maimer Yud Shvat Basi Lagani. Once the Bochrim signed to the Rebbe that they're in, Then the Medema, the Rebbe Yudalev Nissen Yudalev really started the Dor HaShvi. As a Chonah for Yudalev Nissen, Kapitel Kuf Chof Alef, we have to accept upon ourselves the Melech, write to the Rebbe that we are Mekabel upon ourselves, the Malchus of the Rebbe, and be Megala Zele Ein Kol with the Achroza of Yechi HaMelech.